everyone, and welcome to Take-Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and I'm talking to you from a very, very rainy Chicago. So I hope that the internet holds out because it's been flickering back and forth. Joining me today as my co-host is Sabina. Are you with me, Sabina?
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, I hope your weather's back there okay.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Well, maybe some of this rain will come your way because I don't want it here anymore. Well, I'm so very pleased to have with us today a very special guest. We'd like to welcome award-winning actress, author, producer, and singer, Lark Voorhees. Welcome, Lark.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are
you? I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful. Are you in California?
Yes, I am.
And your weather's good? Not like mine here?
The weather is sunny and clear.
See, I'm in the wrong spot now. I'm in the middle. I have Sabina, my co-host, is in Atlanta. You're in California, and I'm right in the middle, and we're having the yucky weather. So hopefully that'll pass.
Let's hope.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want to congratulate you on your awards that you've won throughout the years, and you're a very busy woman with everything that you do.
Yes. We've got the new production company, iChivit Incorporated. We've got three books, best-selling, two of which are with the House of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and then we've got my second album, Eternity Coming.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that makes me so happy to hear it. I can't wait to listen to the album. When is that coming out?
We're actually working on it right now, so it's due to be released early the first of this year, first of 2015, actually.
Wonderful, wonderful. I congratulate you on that as well, because I know that you're a great singer and wonderful at everything you do. And I'd actually like to go back a bit and have you share with us who or what inspired you to be an actress and singer and all that. Was it just something you were born with?
Basically, I started very young. I started when I was 2.
Mm-hmm.
My pardon. And so being a thespian in courses, naturally taking that up with everything else that I was doing, I came into the field of entertainment. So,
well, starting at 2, I would guess that your mom probably put you into that. What were you doing that? She said, I think you need to be on TV.
Oh, yes. Well, I was very active as a child, and so my mother naturally entered me into the field of entertainment to have something appropriate and constructive to do with all of the energy that I brought and filled the house with as a youth.
That was a great idea, because there is, you know, when you have idle time and you're active like that, you can get into a lot of things. I'm a mother of 4. So I do know this for a fact. So I always kept my kids entertained and doing something and constructive. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Now, you became well-known as Lisa Turtle on Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and then Saved by the Bell. And I was wondering, what's your best memory of being on those shows?
Oh, it looks like we lost her.
Oh, no. Yeah, her call dropped. Well, we'll have to wait for her to come back. There we go.
There she is.
Lark, you with us? We lost you for a moment.
Must be those rainy satellites, yeah.
Well, you know, it happens with technology these days. It's wonderful to have, but then again, it could be a pain when things like this happen. So we're okay with it. I was asking you, you know, you became well known as Lisa Turtle on Good Morning Bliss and then Saved by the Bell, and I was wondering what your best memory of being on those shows was.
Well, it was the ability to achieve the moment. You know, it's quite different from rehearsal or just reading the information. It's to attain the achievement of the moment, of that that rising attainment to hit the note just right, to where entertainment is born and accomplished.
Yeah, it's not easy. You have to have a good memory for those types of things, too, you know, with reading the scripts and things. And I know that you were on a couple of soaps that Sabina and I watched, like Days of Our Lives and The Bold and the Beautiful. So there was a lot of memorization on that. How do you study, you know, how do you memorize?
You commit it to memory. You rehearse finely enough to where you get the scope of what is being translated,
mm-hmm.
the material, and then you arrive to perform and achieve that note.
And it probably so, do you memorize like on your own, and then do you get to rehearse with whoever you're working against that day?
Yes, generally there's a block of time to where you rehearse.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Because I know things happen so quickly these days. It's not like the old days where you can do things over and over again until you get it right. Now they want you to get it, you know, in one or two takes. So that can't be easy.
But there's such a great high in the attainment of achieving the note set at purpose.
Definitely.
So hunting down and achieving the purpose is the great high that you get. While working in the entertainment field. Yes, and everybody's pulling for that moment. Definitely.
That's what makes a great show, and of course they're not going to put something on where there's a bunch of mistakes. So we love our shows. We love our soaps. We love our TV shows and our movies and that, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have these days. So I know that my parents grew up with, you know, no television at all, and I just can't even imagine that, but that at that time they listened to the radio shows, so that was their entertainment.
Yes, which implied more imaginative, and these days it's absolutely visual, aside from talk shows and radio shows much like this. So, yeah, the whole change in the span of dynamic is very interesting.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of the things you just said about that you would have to use your imagination more by listening to the radio shows. I actually worked at a company where we sold cassettes. That's how long ago it was. They were cassettes of the old-time radio shows, and I used to bring some into the car with me, and my kids were little. And I would put them on, and I would tell them, listen to this. They're telling a story, and just imagine in your mind. So it would help enhance them being able to do that.
Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because my daughter wanted to be a star when she was like 2 and 3, and, Mom, I want to be a movie star. Okay, well, now she's 24, and she doesn't say that anymore.
Yeah, that's much like Book on Tape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also I wanted to ask you, I was curious because you've done so much and so many different things. On The Bold and the Beautiful, your character Jasmine was a fashion designer, and on Saved by the Bell, you were a fashionista. Have you ever had any desire to learn fashion in real life?
Yes, I actually did take apparel in college as a course. So, fashion and design have all been a major part of the theme that I have been proving all of my life, basically.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. Did you make a lot of outfits for yourself, or what did you do with that?
Yes, I did. Outfits, purses, the basic assignments for the class. We made jeans, and it got pretty complex.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing. You got to have a knack for it, and I don't.
Yeah, neither do I, actually. This is Sabina, by the way. I spoke to you briefly a few minutes ago. I was curious, if you hadn't become an actress, what would you have done instead?
Very interesting. Probably headed into the field of, in all seriousness, headed into the field of medical science. Is a another deep passion of mine. Yes, I come from a background of medical practitioners.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So that
what
was
field?
Yes,
which,
so that was definitely a field that I would have headed in.
Cool.
Yes, I would have been in the laboratories, your local laboratory.
That's like the complete opposite of the spectrum of what you're doing now. So,
so thoroughly. One is closed,
yeah.
One is very, very public, very, very forwardly public. Yeah.
Right, right.
It's a
now,
fascination.
As far as, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying it's a fascination of mine, a direct fascination of mine, actually.
Yeah, well, I watch the medical shows on TV, and it's fascinating to me, but I don't think I would be one to be able to actually physically do it. So I give credit to anybody that can do things like that in the medical field, or even, you know, like the firefighters and the police and stuff like that. They're very brave.
Yes, it requires a certain specialty of skill that I find rewarding.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. Now, as far as your production company, I would imagine that being on so many different shows and movies and things like that, you learned a lot of the production side of it. Is that what you carried over into your production company? Are you doing this alone?
Yes. No, I'm not doing it alone. My company, Eichevit, just released, actually, its first specialty film. One that which I executive produced and directed myself and wrote.
Oh, wonderful.
And starred in. So, yeah, that's certainly a trade that I picked up and carried over into my adult professional life, certainly.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot. I would imagine that anybody that is younger and thinking of they want to be a producer or a director – but don't have any knowledge like an actor does, you know, the background of it, it's going to be harder for them to start out, whereas, you know, you can kind of flow right into it.
Yes. Being that I was on location and could pick up on the experience, it's something that I naturally incorporated into the field that I would later go on to pursue. So it was very, yeah, it was very fulfilling to be able to write this. I wrote it in 3 days, and then went the work of gathering together the production team to have the same vision as I did. Then you write your storyboards and different things, and you do your background work as a director. But to work on both sides of the camera as a director and an actor, and then to go through all of the intermediate areas as a producer, you know, getting the sets together and the locations and the spots and the equipment and hiring all the right people and sitting in on the casting calls and different things like that. It was very interesting. It was a very interesting process and one that I'm glad that I had a chance to participate in, but it's readily available. It's directly on eBay. It's called The Hope for Pandora's Box, and I'm very proud of it.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out, too.
Yeah, I had a special affinity for it for a long time. It's a great
now, is there
story.
Something new that you're working on as far as that'll be a movie?
Well, I have several scripts that are up for consideration. There's a Baltic, which is great. It's a medieval film. There's Willow, which is a... French-English, it takes place in 1867. It's the French-English War. And there are a few others that are up for consideration to begin starting for a production company for Eichevit Incorporated.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on that. I'd like to
Thank
know,
you.
As far, you're welcome. As far as, like, the cast for a movie that you write, do you think of a certain actor or actress when you're writing it, or does that come afterwards?
It's mainly the story. Some scripts do begin centered around the star or specific actors to tailor to their specific areas of field of specialty, skill. Generally, so far, mine have been based upon the stories being told, and so I write them based upon that. My first book, Reciprocity, which is a best-selling, started off as a script, and then I turned it into a book.
Ah.
So kind of with, the reverse process. Generally, it starts off as a hit movie, and then it becomes, So, generally, it starts off as a best-selling book, and then it becomes a movie, but mine started off as a script. And then it became a book. So it was just so good.
Yeah. Well, it sounds that way. And it's something that I'd love to read and I'd love to watch. I absolutely love comedies. Have you ever thought about writing any of those?
Yes, I did start a script book of writing situation comedies. So we're basically pretty much covered between that and getting the production company in full swing, and releasing this album. It's very busy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how you have 5 minutes to yourself.
Oh, it takes wonder and interest. Wonder and interest.
You're right. Now, do you have any favorite TV shows that you watch that you'd love to do, like, a guest appearance on if you had time?
I love Miss Halle Berry's television show. I think that's intriguing. I think it's probably my medical history has a bit of is responsible for the interest there.
Yeah, it's very popular. I know that when I'm on Twitter and it's on, you know, people are constantly talking about it and absolutely love it. Unfortunately, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet because there's so many TV shows. And, you know, there's not enough time in a day, plus I do 2 radio shows, and, you know, you just, with 4 kids and all that other good stuff, you just don't have enough time in the day. So eventually I'll get back to it because I know that you can, you know, besides DVR it, they have it on, like, Amazon or Netflix or something like that. So I'll catch up sooner or later. I'm always a little behind.
Okay. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and it is great that there are so many different forms of entertainment, and they inspire so. They inspire you right from the convenience of your home, your own home, and then you can go out and play this great theme that they highlight. So it really it adds a strong interest to the day, to existence, to living.
Yeah. So is there anything you'd like to do that you have not done yet in your career?
Yes. Well, in my career, as far as life goals are concerned, I would like to sit as a delegate with the United Nations.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. That's in prepare. Immediately and prepare. Yes, so.
Well, you could probably, if you sat in on that, you could probably make a movie or a book out of it. I tell you, there's so much going on all the time. So, you know.
Oh, indeed.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your books?
Yes, they were released consecutively in 2010, 2011, and 2012. They've all been doing very, very well, and I'm very proud to be an author. I'm very proud of each one of my pieces. There's Reciprocity, there's True Light, which I'm very especially proud of, again, in 3 days. It took me 3 days to write a 101-page book. And then there is my autobiography, which is Trek of the Cheshire, which I'm especially fond of. And all three seem to be doing exceptionally well. So I'm very pleased to be able to have presented this item through the mainstay of the media to inspire other people to achieve and accomplish purpose as well.
Right, right. Yeah, because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, look up to their favorite actor, actress, or author, or, you know, it could be any part of the entertainment field, even a musician. And that's great that you're able to do that. Now, would you find that it's easier to write a book than it is a script?
It's a different mode. Scripts are certainly they're just what they sound like. They don't tell quite the full detailed story as a book does, because the book, mm-hmm. you have to go into the background. Generally, you have the actors in the script to carry the history of the characters, but in a book, you have to write that so that people can use their mind's eye and get it. So it's a different pull. Yeah, it's a different. they're two specialized fields of draw.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
To be able to to get the story up and going. With scripts, generally you get the idea, but the books really tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, if they made a movie about your life, who would you want to play you?
Oh, that's fascinating. Probably Miss Tandy Newton. I love her. Do you remember her from Mission Impossible and so on and so forth?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good choice. that would be great. Now, I'm sorry, my phone keeps going out here. It's this dumb weather. Is there a talent that you have that many people may not know about yet?
I play the cello.
Ah.
Yes, we were very active in my house with musical instruments, and I still play the cello.
That's
I grew
awesome.
Up playing the piano. Yeah, playing the piano, the clarinet, the violin, and the cello, and I still play the cello. I just bought my first piece last year, so I keep it. It's very special to me.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, will you do any cello work on your album?
I thought about it. I have considered it. There are a few songs where there's room for some instrumental pieces, and I'm very strong in considering actually going on ahead and incorporating that into the music on the album. So I thought that'd be a delight.
Oh, yeah. I would love for you to be able to do that, incorporate another part of you, you know, into your album. Although putting out an album, I think, is pretty much putting out part of your soul as it is, you know?
Yes. It is a great commitment. And it registers, yes.
I was wondering, do you do any cooking, or do you have any other, like, do you have a special food you'd like to eat or make?
Yes, well, I have been focusing on gourmet cuisine, being that, you know, I must care for my immediate personal needs of nutrition, so I decided mm-hmm. to specialize it into gourmet, and it's going quite well. I enjoy it.
Well, there you go. And then the next thing you could do is write a cookbook.
Right.
See, everything leads to a book or a movie or a song.
Right. The kind of entertainment, yes.
That's pretty good. What's your favorite food?
I've been focusing immediately on vegetarianism. But when I cook for gourmet purposes, which is more it has more variety. It's more varietous. I focus on steak, chicken. My favorite is chicken because you can do really more things with it than beef.
Right.
They're just infinitely more dishes to be had with the staple of chicken. So I focus on what I have immediately available. Infinite affectionate specialty is with the chicken or pork or beef. But I happen to make more chicken than I do anything else, so.
Yeah, and I eat more chicken than anything, too, because, of course, it's better for you than having beef all the time. And I tried to be a vegetarian, but I'm not very good at it because I do like to have meat once in a while. So, and I'm not a fish eater. I wish I liked it, but I just don't. And so I stick with the chicken. And you're right, there is so many different ways you can make different recipes with chicken, more so than beef or even pork.
That's the truth. I've been enjoying the discipline with the vegetarian, though. It is a challenge, and I do meet those direct and head-on, and this did come into the play for come into the fore as a play for discipline in my life, and so I have been effectively achieving that, with my vegetables. And
yeah, well, kudos
to
you because it's not easy.
Yeah, it does. Require a certain focus, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's good. That's the main part of it. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, then you're not going to want to do it, and that's where, the discipline comes in, even if you do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Now, Now, one last question for you before we let you go. When you do put out your album, will you be making any music videos?
Yes, absolutely. Naturally, I would be making music videos. So we plan on introducing the new album to the public and choosing the singles that we'll be doing videos to. So yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that full medium.
Yes, you do. You do. I think it's just a given these days that when we hear a song, we right away go to YouTube to find out if there's a video for it, I don't know. It just goes hand in hand. Before when they used to put out actual vinyl albums, I don't think, YouTube was as popular then, and you looked more for the artwork on it and, what there was written inside. But nowadays, it's with it music being digitally downloaded, you look more for the videos and everything else that you can do, find for that particular album or song.
Yes. So, it's a wonderful state that the our timeline is in all living existence, in that we have such a high demand and fulfill of media. I find it great. I sit and I have discussed with my family and older descendants about when we used to sit in front of the radio as opposed to now, where everything is, vivid, bold, and living all a life all its own, actually,
mm-hmm.
in itself. So
right.
I find it very, very exciting. With the messages that are able to be communicated with the convenience.
Exactly. The internet is everything. You can find anything you want on there these days. So a lot of people even watch TV on there, I know, but I still have the standard old television set in my room, so that's what I watch it on. But, it's nice and convenient that you can find everything through the internet that way. Now, is your album a certain genre of music? Is it pop or I don't know, R&B or something?
Yes. It's pop neo-soul.
Okay.
So it's pop music, and it's, you know, it's contemporary soul. So it's that blend. It's a blend of pop music and soul music. And I was going to incorporate a jazz album as well as my third compilation. So.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Raising the standard.
I love a variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the variety
yes.
in it. And I grew up with, you know, great R&B artists and soul out there, and I absolutely love it. And I see that it's trying to make a comeback, I've noticed, because my other show is a music show, and I play music from artists, you know, indie artists that are not signed with the label. And so I've been getting a lot of music lately that has been like the good old days of R&B. And I absolutely love it.
Yes, that's the brilliant part about it, is that you can have that selection and add a preference.
Right, right. And I love that you can mix genres too, you know, nowadays. There's country music that can be mixed with rock and pop music that can be mixed with hip-hop, and in all the different ways you can mix it up like that. So it makes it more fascinating and brings more fans to that particular singer or band.
Correct, correct. It's just an infinite variant of, the spectrum is breathtaking. I agree.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, will you do any live performances on once your album's released? Will you be going on any kind of little tour or anything?
Yes, we do actively with my company now. We are planning on some live performances, and I enjoy that as well because it's, again, achieving the coming moment.
Mm-hmm.
The album is called Eternity Coming, and... yes, I do love the live performances, and, you know, you're able to communicate with your audience
right.
interactively, right live in the spur of the moment. So I do enjoy that.
Well, we love when our favorite singers or bands are out there doing, you know, concerts or, you know, even small gigs in a little small club or something, because we get the energy from you guys as well when you're up there on stage, and it's a great interaction, and there's nothing like seeing somebody that you love live. So I hope you make your way to Chicago, and I'd be love to go see you in concert.
I would love to have you. I would directly invite you, absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we're going to let you go, and I know you're very, very busy, and I only wish you the best in everything that you have going on and in the future, and we'll welcome you back anytime. Once your album is released, we'd love to play your music on our show, so if you want to send any MP3s to us, we'd be happy to play them for you.
Absolutely, and thank you. As a matter of fact, we're going to view the flower arrival of Mrs. Joan Rivers' star on the Hollywood Boulevard. There's a huge press movement. Yes, so we're going to go view that now.
Oh, I know. God bless her. She was taken too soon. But I wish you
amazing woman.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there's been so many things talked about on TV with the tributes and that, and I was just sitting there crying, you know, but she's now up there in heaven having everybody laughing, so that's a good thing. She can keep my mom company. So have a good time as much as you can with something like that, and we look forward to all you have coming up. Sabina?
Yeah, it was really nice chatting with you, and I look forward to hearing your music as well. It sounds very interesting, and I love music, all kinds of varieties. So I look forward to that and your movies as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will certainly keep that in theme. Keep that in mind and in theme.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us, and then we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Appreciate it. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And for our listeners, you can, if you're on Twitter, you can follow Lark on Twitter at @TheLarkVoorhees. And if you're unsure of how to spell her name, her last name, that is, because Lark, I think you guys got. But her last name is V-O-O-R-H-I-E-S. So you can follow her on there. And she does have a website, too. You know what? I didn't write that down. Do you by chance know what that is, Sabina? I don't know why I didn't write that down. Well, I think it's on her Twitter. So if you follow her there, you know, she'll be able to answer you. But I'll get that information and put it out. Next week, we have on Tuesday, September 9th, I'm waiting for a time. It's either going to be at 7 or 8 p.m. Eastern time. But we have actress Elena Huffman, who is well known for her roles on Stargate Universe, Supernatural, and Smallville. And we'll be chatting with her about her career and her new projects that she has going. So I look forward to that. And I believe Sabina is joining me that day, or no? No, maybe David is, I believe. So. But thank you, Sabina, for joining me today.
You're welcome. It was nice.
And it was Sabina's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday again. I hope you had a good day.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm still celebrating this weekend, so.
Yeah, well, how you celebrate for weeks on end like you're a princess or something, so. So you go and do that. Go have fun while you can. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Yeah. And thanks, Dawn, for listening in and the little bit of things, you know, a couple questions that she threw out there that we asked Lark. It was very nice speaking with Lark, and I'm so very happy and pleased for her that she has so many things going. It almost seems like how, you know, too much. Like, how do you get all that done? But you just do it, you know? You just do it,
right.
And that's it. You go from one thing to the next. But she's got a lot going, and I'm very happy for her. So take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll be back again next week, Tuesday. Watch for the announcement on Twitter, Facebook, and also on our website. So that would be Take Two Radio, and that's with the number two, and we'll let you know what time we're going to have Elena Huffman with us. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.